I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman has just signed an executive order that bans sports teams from using county athletic facilities if they allow transgender girls to participate. Blakeman says this order amounts to fairness.
So this is not precluding anybody from participating in sports. What it is, it's identifying that there are women and girls who spend a tremendous amount of time and effort to excel and compete in their sports that are women's sports.
Well, New York LGBT Network President Dr. David Kilnick says this order puts the lives of transgender students at risk.
It's a political stunt. It's a political stunt that only harms one group of people, and that's our transgender youth, who are already bullied at significantly higher rates and who commit suicide as a result of that bullying.
Well, Blakeman's order, believed to be the first of its kind in the nation, it is expected to take effect immediately. To Suffolk next, and that county adding more police officers, as we hear from our Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall.
The crimes that residents have been complaining about here in Suffolk County, car thefts, catalytic converter thefts, and people grabbing items in stores and then running. County Executive Ed Romaine says he's adding dozens to the police department, and they will help fight crime.
We need a beefed up police department to do that.
24 detectives, 30 sergeants, 7 lieutenants, and a chief are some of the positions being filled. Shortly after taking office last month, Romaine says there are many positions that the taxpayers are footing the bill for in the budget, but they were never filled. He promised to end that.
I believe if you put a job in the budget and you're taxing people, you should fill that job.
In Suffolk County, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time 12:05, and word in just a couple of moments ago that AT&T is now saying 3/4 of its service have been restored. But yeah, some people are still unable to make calls or texts on their cell phones today. Millions of Americans with AT&T, Cricket Wireless, Verizon, T-Mobile have been having trouble. CNET senior editor Eli Blumenthal telling Newsline there are ways to tell if your phone is affected.
If you look at where it usually displays cell service, the bars, for example. If you have an iPhone, it might say SOS and shows no service. If you have an Android phone, similar, it might say no service or emergency calls only.
Well, most of these outages are affecting people in the Midwest, though we have had some here in the tri-state. At the moment, unclear what is causing the trouble or when service will be fully restored. New York's fiscal watchdog suing MTA contractors for alleged wage theft in the middle of the pandemic.
Controller Brad Lander seeking $2.5 million from these contractors, Fleet Wash and LN Pro Services. He says just when the pandemic was underway, in terrifying conditions, as many as 400 workers in subway stations like 8th Avenue and 14th Street and the 2-5 trains in Flatbush not getting paid a prevailing wage. In fact, very low.
Less than $20 an hour with no health benefits. In many cases, didn't even provide them PPE or proper safety equipment either. And all of that is not only immoral, it's against the law. Prevailing wage law says when public dollars are used for cleaning services like this, prevailing wages have to be paid.
Lander tells us while his lawsuit is with these companies, his real beef with the MTA for not doing the right thing. Glenn Schuck, WCBS 880 News.
The private engineer accused of negligence in the wake of last year's partial apartment building collapse in the Bronx has been slapped with a $10,000 fine and a 2-year ban on inspecting buildings in the city. The Daily News reports the Department of Buildings had temporarily suspended Richard Koenigsberg's ability to inspect facades days after the December 11th incident at 1915 Billingsley Terrace. He mistook a load-bearing column for a decorative one prior to the collapse. Nobody was injured or killed in the accident, and the collapse still under investigation.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
The early sunshine we've seen and will continue to see gives way to clouds and even spotty showers late this afternoon, temperatures getting to about 43 to 47. Overnight low dips down to 38 with rain and drizzle continuing, and then for the city it'll taper off by the midday, leaving us cloudy with a high of 47. Rain can continue into Long Island into the early afternoon. Saturday is going to be blustery and colder, despite some sunshine, a high of 36, but it will feel like it's in the teens to low 20s because of that wind. And then we're better on Sunday. We'll see sunshine mixing with clouds, still a breeze, high 43. Winds calm down completely on Monday. We're looking at sunshine, nearly blue skies, and our high temperatures milder at 54.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.